Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour, and we have a great show for you today. We'll talk about a couple of significant events related to music and technology, an old favorite on the way out, an intriguing new one on the way in. We'll recognize the anniversary of the release of a landmark album that was a key step in the evolution from top 40 to album rock radio. We'll play a couple of songs from that. We've got some new music, plus our usual features, Phil's pick, and our one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
My father was a gambler down in Georgia. with holy jeans, dirty hair and titty rings. Say what you see, man, we got these questions. Is it true that you've sold your soul? I say, hey man, I don't know, let me a quarter, won't you? I'll call my accountant. Let's get out this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth, stop this spinning. Get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth, stop this spinning. Come around the judge and stone, yeah. All we're trying to do is make a fortune. Yeah, we ain't got no government loans, and no one sends a check from home. We'll get this, we're just doing what we wanna. So let's get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth, just stop this minute. Get off this, get on with it. Change the world, shut your mouth and start this minute. Well, the guitar player's staying out in Hollywood and saying he's just trying to get some sleep. But everyone's complaining, are you truly, deeply cynical? Cause boy, you know I loved you so when no one knew your name and you were pompous. Still out, let's get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth. Get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth, get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth and start this minute. Get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth.
That band was a staple of the alt-rock sound of the late 90s and early 2000s, Cracker, and the song is Get Off This. And we hear the Allman Brothers Band up top of the hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. I hope you had a nice weekend. It was graduation weekend for many, including the class of 22 at Tufts University, so I want to say congratulations to them. A lot of DJs here on the station are moving up and out into the world, and to that I say good luck, because it's kind of a crazy world that they are graduating into, but what graduating class hasn't really thought that over the years, I suppose. Last week, I guess, Taylor Swift gave the graduation speech at NYU, and a lot of people found it inspirational and interesting, and you can look that up online. At the opening of today's show, I said I had a couple of stories about music and technology, and here's the first. On May the 12th, a very important era in music very quietly came to an end when Apple sold its very last iPod Touch. For those of you who've grown up in the digital age, it might be hard for you to imagine the seismic impact that the iPod had when it debuted in 2001. Up until then, if you wanted to listen to music on the go, you wore a Walkman, which played a cassette and then later a CD. And when the iPod was introduced, suddenly you could carry 1,000 songs in your pocket. And they were private. Nobody was monitoring your clicks or trying to sell you anything based on what you were listening to. It was the beginning of digital music listening, but it was also the end of music ownership, and I'm not sure we grasped that at the time. You owned the songs on your iPod. Now we stream, we rent our music, and it's a different experience. Instead of 1,000 songs, you have instant access to almost every song ever recorded, which is obviously amazing, but there is something overwhelming about it too. So anyway, rest in peace, iPod, after a transformative 20-year run. Do you remember the first song you ever downloaded? I do. I remember sitting in front of my computer and wondering, what song should I download first of all the songs I'd ever heard in my whole life? And I chose a weird one, Go All the Way by the Raspberries. I'm not sure why. I love that song. When I was a kid, I used to listen to it a lot. But anyway, that was mine. Think about yours. That would be an interesting feature if people could send in the first song they ever downloaded. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick, a feature we do every week that I love to do. My friend Phil from Watertown has a vast music collection. He's interested in a lot of music, and he wants to share a lot of it with us. And so he does so every week in a feature we call Phil's Pick. And let's hear what Phil has for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Don't Worry by Frank Turner. Frank Turner is an English punk and folk singer-songwriter from England. He began his career as a vocalist of a post-hardcore band Million Dead and then embarked upon a very successful solo career. His latest album, FTCHC, was released in February of 2022 and reached number one on the UK charts. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Don't worry if you don't know what to do. I've spent a little time in worry shoes. I wore them out through walking. It wasn't any use. Don't worry if you don't know what to do. Don't give up if you just can't get your way. Don't listen to the bitter things they say. Put those thoughts behind you. Tomorrow's a new day. Don't give up if you just can't get your way. Life hurts, love will burn. Don't we wish it went that way? And if it falls to bits, you should fix it. Don't throw it away. Your heart get hardened into stone, or lose yourself in looking at your phone. So many so-called friends, and still you feel alone. You should spend more time with the do's than with the don'ts. Life hurts, love will. That way, and when you can't pull through, I will help you, I won't push you away. Don't worry. you'll figure it out, and I might too.
That is Sublime and Centuria. And before that, we heard Frank Turner. The name of the song was Don't Worry. It was Phil's Pick this week. And we look forward to Phil's Pick every week at this time as a regular feature here on the show. Well, good Monday morning. It's Ron LaRussa with you, getting you up and out to work or school. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. We do it every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and pop rock from the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to was still around today. We've got some rock and roll birthdays to recognize this week. Yesterday, May 22nd, Elton John's longtime lyricist Bernie Taupin turned 72. And while he's known for writing the lyrics to virtually all of Elton's music, he also co-wrote number one hits for two other acts. I didn't realize this. He wrote These Dreams for Heart and also We Built This City for the Jefferson Starship. Not sure how proud he is of that one, but he did it. Also today, Jewel turns 48 years old. She was born in Utah, raised in Alaska. And tomorrow, May 24th, Bob Dylan, celebrating a birthday, he will turn 81, born Robert Zimmerman in Duluth, Minnesota, 81 years ago tomorrow. This week in rock history, on Saturday, marks the day in 1992 that MTV aired the first episode of The Real World, which got huge ratings and began their shift in programming away from music videos. It also is considered the very first reality show on TV, so thanks a lot for that. Yesterday, May 22nd, was the five-year anniversary of when, minutes after an Ariana Grande concert ended at the Manchester Arena in England, a suicide bomber detonated a device killing 22 and injuring 60 others. Yesterday marked the day in 1958 when Jerry Lee Lewis arrived in London for a tour, and when a reporter for the Daily Mail noticed a young girl in the entourage, he asked, "Who is she?" And she answered, "I'm Jerry Lee's wife," revealing that he had married his 13-year-old second cousin, which tanked the tour and effectively ended his career. Today is the day in 2000 when Billy Corgan announced that the Smashing Pumpkins would break up at the end of the year, saying that they were tired of fighting the good fight against the Britneys of the world. Of course, as is often the case, the breakup did not last long. They are back together recording again. And also today, the day in 1966 that the Doors played the Whiskey A Go-Go Club in Los Angeles for the first time, they became the house band there, and their run at the club got them lots of exposure and earned them a contract with Elektra Records. And finally, today, May 23rd, is the day in 1969 where The Who released their album Tommy. It was the first rock opera and was really a watershed moment in the evolution of rock from top 40 to album orientation. Right when the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and others were trying to move beyond their early success with short-form, radio-friendly songs, The Who released Tommy, which is a concept album about a boy who is struck, quote, deaf, dumb, and blind, their words, not mine, after witnessing a murder. He later discovers he's a master of the arcade game pinball, the lack of sight and sound distractions enabling him to master the game by using vibrations to sense where the ball was. Eventually, Tommy recovers his senses and starts a religious cult, and finally, after being rejected by his newfound followers, he withdraws once again. Tommy was later developed into an acclaimed movie in 1975 and a stage musical version in 1992. So let's listen to a couple now from Tommy, from The Who, released on this day in 1969.
He seems to be completely unreceptive. The tests I gave him show no sense at all. His eyes react to light, the dials detect it. He hears but cannot answer to your me, heal me. what is happening in his head. Ooh, I wish I knew. I wish I knew. I'm free. Before Messiah's pointed to the door, no one had the guts to leave the temple. I'm free. I'm free. And freedom tastes of reality.
Couple in a row from The Who, from the rock opera Tommy, which was released on this day in 1969 and was a key step in the evolution from short, top 40-oriented music to album rock music. And so we celebrate that here on Rock of Ages today on WMFO. By the way, on May 15th, The Who returned to play in Cincinnati for the first time in 43 years, the first time since that concert in December of 1979, when a stampede at a general admission show left 11 audience members trampled to death. The concert was full of tributes to the lives lost. They had the names and photos of those victims frequently displayed on big screens throughout the show. They brought on these local orchestral musicians and a youth choir to play with the band. And then they promoted the PEM Memorial Scholarship Fund, which was created to fund scholarships in honor of several of the 1979 concert's victims who actually lived. And in addition to all that, proceeds from the show went toward 11 college scholarships, each one as a tribute to those lost in the stampede. An emotional stop on their tour for The Who. Well, let's get to some new music now, shall we? Steve Forbert has been around for a long time. When he first came onto the scene in the 1970s, he was touted as the next Bob Dylan. There were actually a lot of those at the time. But sort of a troubadour singer-songwriter with a message. He had a big hit with Romeo's Tune, and then his career got very quiet. But he's had a very loyal niche following over the years, and he's consistently put out new music. And he's got a new album out now. It's called Moving Through America, and we'll listen to that one now. This is the title song, new from Steve Forbert on Rock of Ages.
Moving
junction town. You always got a freight train bubbling somewhere close around. I lie down trying to listen with an overloaded mind, and I let the locomotive take me somewhere back in time. Ooh.
Foo Fighters and The Best of You. And we also heard Steve Forbert. That's new from him. It's called Moving Through America. Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and that was when the Foo Fighters were supposed to be playing the Boston Calling concert. They, of course, canceled after the death of Taylor Hawkins, their drummer. And, of course, we understand that, but it's too bad. It would have been really exciting to see the Foo Fighters here in Boston. And there's really no timetable for when they're going to return to touring. Well, earlier we talked about the death of the iPod, and that was about an old technology that was moving out. This is something I'm going to tell you now about a new technology that is moving in. I came across this fascinating article about ABBA's live residency that is going to start in London on May 27th. They've gotten together with George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic Company to create avatars of themselves. They're calling them avatars. And apparently they go far beyond any hologram or other technology that has been tried in the past to simulate live performance. They literally built a 1,000-seat venue just for this because the lighting and other equipment took up nearly 20 times the space that is needed for a live concert. And they spent over a month recording themselves with 200 different camera angles. And they used younger body doubles to recreate their movements so that the avatars depict them in their mid-20s prime. And the results are supposedly breathtaking. They say it will be indistinguishable from being at a live ABBA show circa 1979. Now, if this works, it can be the beginning of an entirely new era in entertainment. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how audiences react. But that will show. That show will open on May 27th. Let's turn our attention now to our one-hit wonder. It's a feature we do every week, a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And this week we're going to turn our attention to the early 80s and the band Saga. They were formed in Ontario, Canada in the late 70s, and their international breakthrough came in 1981 with their album Worlds Apart, which included this song, which was a big album rock radio hit for them that year. Since then, they've released 20 albums and have had particular success in Germany, Sweden, and Scandinavia with strong record sales and sold-out concerts there to this day. But their popularity in the United States is pretty much limited to this one hit. This is On the Loose from Saga on Rock of Ages.
Conclusion.
That's U2. The song is Vertigo. And before that, we heard On the Loose from Saga, which was this week's one-hit wonder here on Rock of Ages. Bono's released the first excerpts from his memoir. It'll be called Surrender, and it'll be out on November 1st. And in the excerpt, he talks about how his first career goal was to be a war correspondent, but soon he realized that he could touch more lives with the thoughts and images that were brewing inside his head. The chapters are all going to be song titles from the songs he's written, and the excerpt is from a chapter called Out of Control, which was U2's first single, which he said he wrote on his 18th birthday. There are going to be 40 songs featured in all, and that, again, will come out on November 1st. Well, you're with Ron LaRussa on Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras here on 91.5 WMFO. We've got time for a couple of more songs, which we will get to right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
From his 1985 album, Scarecrow, this is John Cougar Mellencamp on Rock of Ages.
Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the cloud. Rain Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed listening to this edition of Rock of Ages. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you next week. It is Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have a great time. It is the unofficial launch of summer. And I may do something special. I'm not sure. I'm thinking about it. But I'll be here. I hope you will too. So until then, I want you to have a great week, a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Buy me another round.